find a comfortable position. It's really important to be comfortable in this meditation, like in any other meditation, but even more than any other meditation, you want to be very relaxed. You want to feel comfortable. You want to feel less pain. So finding a comfortable position and understanding how to bring about a complete relaxation of the whole body, but yet being open and strong. And we'll ask you please to find a way to release any tension from your muscles. There are certain muscles that for each individual tighten up or feel sore or hold some tension. See if you can release, relax these parts of the body. You can scan the body for having greater connection and tracking the parts that need to be relieved. In your home practice, you can devote even more time to this part before you continue with the meditation. Let's start breathing into the lower belly. So really actually feeling the lower belly in and out. In and out. And pay attention how the lower belly is getting bigger, rising up with inhalation, and how it shrinks, and go inside with exhalation, and start to bring even more of a soothing effect to the breathing by relaxing your jaw, relaxing your face, and breathing a very soft, smooth, long breath to the lower belly. We'll keep on like that for a few more moments. Breathing in and breathing out. see if you can have an even longer breath, even slower, even more compassionate, all the way to the lower belly. I'd like you please to visualize a deep, deep space underneath you. Really is going so deep underneath the earth. We can bring our mind to this space underneath us. Maybe 5 or 10 miles underneath us. If you are having struggle to visualize this dark space underneath you, just bring all your attention down to the ground and keep on having the awareness falling down underneath you. And each moment you go even deeper into this space. And this space is the space of the earth, its infinity. It's very comfortable and safe, very stable, very supportive, very loving. And keep on falling in this space, going even further down, further into the depth of the earth. You see a beautiful light over there. And this light is washing the whole space with love and comfort and compassion, good feeling. As if you have a bath. In love. where you are completely accepted, completely wanted, and 100% with no condition, being absolutely loved. In the next few inhalations, you bring this light into your heart from the depth of the earth. Inhale all the way to your heart. With exhalation, let the light expand in your whole body. With inhalation, draw the light from the earth, the love from the earth, the safety from the earth. Draw it into your heart with inhalation. With exhalation, let it expand in your body, in your mind. A few more breaths like that. There is a pillar of light all the way from the depth of infinity to the heart. We keep the light in our chest, in our spiritual heart. We start becoming aware with our inhalation to the suffering in this world, to the things that are going in an awful direction. We allow black, claustrophobic, anxious energy to come into the heart with inhalation, into the body. And with exhalation, when the heart, when the black, dark energy meets the light of bodhicitta, it's completely vanished. And with exhalation, we exhale light, beauty, comfort, and love. Two more times like that. Inhaling black, dark, claustrophobic energy in, and exhaling beauty, love, and relaxation. Remember, bodhicitta is infinite. Nothing can harm bodhicitta. Light is stronger than darkness. There is no darkness when we express our light onto it. Next stage, we're going to bring someone that we know maybe someone that you love, maybe someone who is suffering right now, someone that you care about, or maybe someone that you dislike. You bring this person in front of you, you visualize this person in front of you. And you allow yourself to breathe in and to open up to their suffering. And breathe in the pain, the suffering, the confusion, the despair. And you breathe out light and happiness and relaxation and love. You actually visualize, but even more than the visualization, it's important to feel in your body the pain, the sadness, the grief, the anger, the frustration. And you breathe out, so calm, so relaxed, so powerful, indestructible light, beauty, relaxation, love. And the person that is in front of you is very dynamic. And as we go along in the practice, we see different aspects of this person's suffering coming into expression. And we might even feel the suffering more than what the person allow themselves to feel. The more we breathe in the darkness, the more we are able to send loving light outside of us. There is no reason to hold ourselves back. We completely surrender to this exchange. We take in the black and we give out the white. And you feel how the person that is in front of you is feeling in their heart the light, the bodhicitta, the love, the care, the openness. Now expand your inhalation and exhalation to all people that are suffering in the same way that your friend is suffering. Within their type of suffering, breathing out beautiful infinite from the depth of your heart, beautiful loving light. Please expand that to all people who suffer all the people that have physical, mental sickness, have the day-to-day issues, pain, lack of fulfillment. All the people in all the corners of the world and the people that struggle to have something to eat. And the people that doesn't have any shelter. The people that are constantly in war zone, struggling to live, to have the most basic needs of humanity. Breathe it in, breathe it in, allow that to be experienced in your body, and breathe it out, expand, 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 beautiful, beautiful light, love and light, love and light. Then expand it once again, this time to all sentient beings, to all the animals that we have in our world, that we have in our houses, in our cities, but the ones that are as well in the jungles and the deserts, inside the oceans and in the sky, all kinds of sentient beings are in our heart right now. Their suffering is in our heart. With inhalation and with exhalation, we give it away. We give happiness, we give love, we give kindness, we give compassion. This is a very straightforward way to make a complete difference in our life, complete difference in the whole world, even including the pain of the world in us, and sharing the happiness of bodhicitta with the whole world. May we be able to keep this commitment for the welfare of everyone.